in the meantime, have you ever done anything on a whim, absolutely purely spontaneous? I mean, what would you do if your loving partner said to you, I think we should head off and ride a couple of bikes around Australia? You see, that's exactly what Mark and Denise are doing right now. And right now, they're in the Wide Bay. First up, Mark, there must be one heck of a story behind this journey. So where are you from? Where are you going to? And I guess, most importantly, why?
We're from Canberra, and where we're going is we're going back to Canberra, but we're taking a long route. We're going anti-clockwise around Australia on a bushbike, and we're hoping to visit every capital city on the way. We've done one capital, we've done Brisbane. We say between 7 and 10 months. We don't want to rush. We're finding that we come across places that, we go, oh, we'd like to stay here, so we stay an extra day. So we've got a very vague plan, and that is every capital city.
No second thoughts at this stage, just going back to Canberra?
Of course you get second thoughts. Every second day you wonder why you're doing this. But no, not really. I think the good thing about us is that we're, two of us are doing it together. It's Denise, my wife, and I are doing it, and you kind of, we both have down days, the other one kind of picks you up and kind of says, okay, let's get going, we're having a good time, the idea is to keep away from work for a year, and we're kind of enjoying ourselves, really.
I guess there's so many questions to be asked. One of them, and I know you're only fairly new into the journey, Mark, but have you left behind any favourite parts of Australia yet?
Yes, two places which are notable, and one of them was just quite recent, and that was at Maribyrnong. And we really regret not having time to go back there and spend more time. And that was just discovering Portside. It was just something that we kind of just didn't even expect to kind of find in the town. So I'd like to spend at least another day or two there. So we're preparing a list of to go back to lists, must go back to lists. But we'll do that in a car and do it a lot more comfortably than what we're doing at the moment. And another place was in the Border Ranges National Park, as we, in top of New South Wales, as we came from Kyogle through to Moolumbah, through Mount Warning and that area there. Yeah, that's spectacular country, but we like hills and things like that. So we don't like riding up hills, we just like looking at the scenery and hills.
What's an average day then? When do you start? How far do you travel? What time do you call it quits?
We don't really have an average day, but the distances that we've travelled just as late, but the shortest has been 20 kilometres, and the biggest so far has been 100. We call it quits around about 4 o'clock. One of the things that we want to be off the road well before dusk, and so 4 o'clock seems to be the kind of the time that we go, well, we're comfortable. There's enough light on the road to be there at 4, and then we get off. Starting, we're not good starters. To anything going from 8 to about 10 o'clock in the morning. A lot of people ride around Australia and they say, we're going to just ride around Australia, and they do 120 kilometres a day or something like that. And they seem to be driven by doing the distances. We're not. We're really more driven by the fact of trying to see what we're going through, and so today is the day we were staying in Bundaberg.
All the best with the continued journey, Mark.
Thanks, Wayne.
Hi, Wayne. Denise here.
Hello, Denise. I thought you'd be the sensible one in the pair, but you're still with him.
I am. He has the crazy ideas, and I go along with them.
What were your first thoughts, though, when the idea came up to let's ride, anti-clockwise around the country on a couple of bikes?
Well, I thought, that sounds like fun, and then I thought, it's a bit daunting, it's a long way, so but you just do one step at a time, one bit at a time, and we're getting there, so slowly but surely.
What about then with the technical side of things, or at least when it comes to communications as such, how often do you get a chance to take the photos and blogs and your diary notes and things like that and put them on the web?
Well, obviously we tend to take photos every day, every time we stop, or if we see something. That's probably why it takes us a while to get to places, because we stop and take photos all the time. We handwrite notes during the day and at night, and then every couple of days we put it all up onto our web blog.
Do you have a favourite part of Australia that you're yet to meet? I mean, I know it's early days, but are there parts of Australia that you just can't wait to see?
Well, I'm really interested in seeing up North Queensland, Townsville and Cairns, because I've never been that far north before. Even though I was born in Brisbane and lived in Toowoomba in my childhood, I've not been further north than what I am now. So I'm looking forward to seeing up there.
Now, we can stay in touch then with your website, thesprungchickenride.com, and maybe in about, 9 months from now or so, can we give you a call and see how you're going as perhaps Canberra comes back into view?
That would be great. That would be great to hear from you again. And we can update you on our situation, where we are.
So I wish you all the best, of course, a continued safe journey. Thanks for getting in touch with us in the first place, and all the best to both you and Mark.
Excellent. Thanks very much, Wayne.
You're welcome. Bye, Denise. Bye, Mark. There you go. There's the Arundels heading off. If you want to check out more, check out that website, the www.sprungchickenride.com. And we'll keep an eye on them. We will, and we'll stay in touch as well. I was going to do something like that, but as it's being done now, no use following. Riding a bike around the country, counterclockwise. 9 to 7 on ABC Wide Bay Breakfast. Good Diary and headlines are next.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets.